We have been celebrating this year of faith proclaimed by our former Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, by looking at some of the documents of the Second Vatican Council, the 50th anniversary of which was the occasion for this celebration, this year of faith. So today I would just like to take one homily to look at Vatican II's decree on the apostolate of the laity, the mission of the lay faithful in the church. It's called in Latin, Apostolicam Actuositatem. As you might realize, the indispensable part played by the lay faithful in the life and mission of the church was one of the great focuses of the Second Vatican Council. It's treated in many of the 16 documents of Vatican II. And we have seen it already, especially in the great constitution on the nature of the church, the dogmatic constitution on the church called Lumen Gentium that we looked at several months ago. In Lumen Gentium, we find the theological explanation of why the lay faithful have a mission to fulfill with regard to the mandate that Christ gave his apostles. To put it in a very succinct way, number one, by virtue of our baptism, we have been united to the Lord Jesus and we have a share in his life. All the baptized do. We talk about that in other language when we speak of sanctifying grace, the grace that makes us like the Lord himself. So we have been united to Jesus. We have a share in his life. That Lord Jesus has a threefold identity as priest, prophet, and king, and missions that flow from those three aspects of his identity. Those were three roles in the Old Testament. Some were priests, some were prophets, some were kings of Israel. The Lord Jesus gathered all those roles in himself and fulfilled them in a final, perfect, and definitive way. But every member of the church, every baptized person, is not separated from the Lord Jesus. We share his life, as I said before. We are members of his body. So if the Lord has that threefold identity and the threefold mission, so do all of the baptized. That's expressed very beautifully in the baptismal liturgy. It's one of my favorite parts, really, of baptisms, where the crown of, usually it's a baby, the crown of the baby's head is anointed with chrism. And there's an accompanying prayer of talking about how this child now shares in the identity of Jesus as priest, prophet, and king. So the lay faithful share in Jesus' priestly identity by virtue of the sacrifices they offer in the course of their daily life and daily duties. They share in the prophetic identity of the Lord, making the message of God known by virtue of proclaiming him in the midst of the world through their actions and words. And they share in the kingly identity of Christ by shaping the life of the world in a way that reflects the wisdom and beauty of the kingdom of God. So all that was in Lumen Gentium, and that's in the background for this new document we're looking at today, Apostolicam Actuositatem, especially on the apostolic mission of the lay faithful. Two great points that this document makes. And the first is very strongly related to what I just said about our sharing in the identity and the mission of Jesus. The first point very strongly stressed in Apostolicam Actuositatem is the absolute centrality of Jesus Christ anytime we think about the mission of the faithful. That's a very important point. Why do I say that? This document, Apostolicam Actuositatem, is about activity. What happens when we get involved in activity? In my experience, both of myself and of others, It's all too easy to become focused on the details of a task. What is the task at hand? What do I need to get this done? What's my time frame? Is there anybody who can help me with this? Those are all necessary questions. But the temptation is that we focus on the details. All right, what have I got to do? And forget to ask, why are we doing this? What is the ultimate goal here? Is this particular project really serving our ultimate end as well as it can? Personally, I think this is a huge and perennial problem in parish life. Not especially this parish. Actually, you know, in this parish, we had the unique blessing of being reconstituted as a new parish in 2008. So we haven't been doing the same thing the same way for 40 or 50 or 150 years. But you run into that in parishes all the time. We're doing this because it's what we've always done. But it's been a long time since anybody stepped back and asked whether this is really a good use of our time and energy, whether it's really the best way to serve the mission of the church. This is just one of my pet peeves, I suppose. But the point here is, Apostolicam Actuositatem tells us not to plunge ourselves into activity just for the sake of doing something. The spirit of the document is, this is all about the Lord Jesus. Whatever I do must begin in my union with him. Job one is to be united with the Lord, to be attentive to his word, to become more like him. And then what I do should flow from that, from my friendship and union with the Lord. So this is how the document puts it, a little quote. Since Christ, sent by the Father, is the source and origin of the whole apostolate of the church, the whole mission of the church, the success of the lay apostolate depends upon the laity's living union with Christ, in keeping with the Lord's words from the gospel. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. The passage goes on to talk about participation in the sacred liturgy as the particular place from which we're meant to draw strength and vision for the work that we do in service of the kingdom. This is all in accord with a very old principle that action follows being. What a thing does depends on what it is. And the Lord said that in the Gospels too, using the more typical language for him, a good tree bears good fruit, a bad tree bears bad fruit. What we are is more important than what we do. What we do flows from what we are. So that's the first point. It must begin with the Lord, union with him. And then the other really central point that Apostolicam Actuositatem makes is that the particular place that the lay faithful exercise their apostolate is in the world, outside the doors of the church, in society. This was also a big point in Lumen Gentium. Those of you who are here to hear about Lumen Gentium might remember that. But here's how it's put, at least in one passage in Apostolicam Actuositatem. All those things which make up the temporal order, that is the order in time, in this world, versus eternity. All those things which make up the temporal order, namely the good things of life and the prosperity of the family, culture, economic matters, the arts and professions, the laws of the political community, international relations, and other matters of this kind, as well as their development and progress, not only aid the attainment of man's ultimate goal, but also possess their own intrinsic value. What we do with these things is part of the story of our journey toward heaven, but they are also important in themselves, here and now. Then continuing the quote, the laity must take up the renewal of the temporal order as their own special obligation. As in Lumen Gentium, so in this document too, the point is made that the most powerful witness that we can give to the truth and value of the faith is to show forth in our daily lives the good fruit that it produces in us. Again, this is a quote from the document. The laity fulfill this mission of the church in the world, especially by conforming their lives to the faith, so that they become the light of the world, as well as by practicing honesty in all their dealings, so that they attract all to the love of the true and the good, and finally to the church and to Christ. Certainly, we see the wisdom in that principle. If, for instance, a man in our parish is known to be a thoughtful, kind, generous husband, a devoted father who spends time with his children and is constantly concerned with their formation, a man of his word who is fair and honest in all his dealings with others, and among the first to come to the help of a neighbor in need. That's the witness that will convince others, at least people of goodwill. Probably there's some people out there who are not of goodwill, who refuse ever to be convinced. But that's the witness that will convince people of goodwill that there is something valuable here, that whatever that man has is worth knowing more about. Now, in conjunction with that major point, Apostolic Amactuositatem makes a smaller point that I want to spend some time on today, especially in the context of our parish life. The witness we give as to the fruit that the faith produces in us, that is the greatest and the most powerful thing. But Apostolic Amactuositatem also says this: however, an apostolate of this kind does not consist only in the witness of one's way of life. A true apostle looks for opportunities to announce Christ by words addressed either to non-believers with a view to leading them to faith, or to the faithful with a view to instructing, strengthening, and encouraging them to a more fervent life. There are some similar passages elsewhere in the document, too. The witness of what we do, who we are, that's the most important thing. But the true apostle also looks for how to say a word of encouragement, direction to others. That's a big challenge. How do we do that? That is not so much a part of our Catholic tradition. We don't have a well-developed sense of doing that that's come down to us through the generations. And that brings me to this week's bulletin. On the cover of the bulletin, which you have come to know and love, you will see one small change this week. Down in the lower right-hand corner, there's a little white F in a little blue box. And as many of you know, that is the symbol for Facebook. So the parish now has a Facebook page. I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about how that works, because any of you who is a generation or two younger than me knows far more about it than I ever will. And if I try to explain it, I will only reveal my ignorance. And any of you who are a generation or more older than me are never going to do this in a million years. So there's no point in trying to explain it. But it is a tool that the circumstances of our time, this moment, affords us. It's a way for parishioners to see what is happening in the parish, to be encouraged and invited by what is posted on the parish site, but also a way that what they have access to there can be shared with their circle of friends and acquaintances. Shared in a way that is easy for our parishioner to do and that is very non-threatening, I think it should be, to others. We do not want to regard this as just a cheap and convenient way to get advertising. We want to think about this in the context of Apostolicam Actuositatem, that the most important thing is the witness that we give, who we are, and what we do. The people who know us know something about that. They know we're not perfect, but one would hope that they see in our lives something serious, that we have a sense of purpose, that we have, please God, a joy in life, that our attitude and disposition and our faith gives us. And so you know who your friends are. You know what will touch them, what will appeal to them. This Facebook presence is just a technique through which what might be helpful, encouraging, inviting to those you know can be offered to them. Something that you hear in church, something important that is happening in the life of the parish. I think, first of all, of the RCIA process that's beginning at the end of this month and begins this year every time for those who are interested in inquiring into the Catholic faith. Or a much more casual invitation to something that's easy to take part in, easy to like Theology on Tap comes to mind for those who are young adults. The idea is that a vehicle is offered to do what Apostolicam Actuositatem invites us to do, to offer that word to others, that word of encouragement. We want to do that at the parish level too. Providentially, one of the young gentlemen who went through the RCIA process last year is out in California this summer doing an internship with Google. So part of the deal of his internship is that the company lets him place notices of his choosing in on the Google pages that will reach people in a certain geographic area, and I think also people who have shown interest in a particular kind of thing. So, on his own initiative, I think before we had any idea where he was or what he was doing this summer, he put notices about the RCIA process for this coming year up as Google ads in our area here around Madison. This Facebook page, it's only been up for a little while, really only the staff has known about it. Most of the elements on that page have had 100 or 200 hits since the page has gone up. The RCIA notice has received 1,100 hits. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe we'll have to buy more chairs. But I do think that this is a moment of great promise in the life of our parish. I'm reminded again and again how beautiful it is to be here and how you come, many of you from some distance, to be here for the sacred liturgy. You feel that there is something good, something important, something beautiful here. In Christian charity, we should want to share that with others. And even in the old-fashioned geographical system, you know, we have a huge building going up down on East Washington Avenue, the Constellation. I just heard within the last week or so, another new building, not intended for students so much, is being built a block and a half from Holy Redeemer Church. So we have more and more people, not necessarily students, who are living in the geographical territory of the parish. This is a moment of great promise. This is what the Lord asks of us. He has entrusted to us this mission. As we offer the Eucharist today, we ask the Lord that he might help us to be part of a great cloud of witnesses, as was mentioned in the second reading today from the book of Hebrews. Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, first of all, but giving testimony and encouragement to the people of our time and place to turn their eyes toward him, to put their trust in him.